I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. This week, we're talking to Felix Reyes, director of the New London Office of Development and Planning, about the exciting new proposal for a community center located in the Fort Trumbull Center. Thanks for joining me. May I call you Felix?
Please call me Felix. Thank you for having me.
Welcome aboard. Thank you. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about yourself and then move on to talking about this project that you have identified as a quote unquote keystone project for the city.
Sure. So for those that don't know me, I'm a New London kid, a product of the city of New London, born and raised from L&M all the way through New London High School, I like to say. My family and my sisters and a lot of my family still live in New London. I graduated, I'm an architect by trade. When I graduated, I came back to New London before pursuing jobs outside, more for global companies and gathering the experience I needed to be able to have this position. So I'm glad I'm back. So now 3 years I'm back working at this in this role, and very proud and honored to be in the position that I am.
Excellent. And while you were away, you worked on some major projects for major companies. Do you want to hit on those for about a minute or so?
Yeah. So while I was away, it's probably a good 10 years. I call it the exodus of myself, and went into exile and then came back. But I was working for Citizens Bank. I worked for a company out in California, started in manufacturing. The bank was the economic aspect of it, worked back in the architecture firm, got some high school construction, and just started creating a kind of a well-balanced experience. And then the funny part is that when I saw that this position was available, the job description was everything that I've been doing for the last 10 years. All those little things, you know, how to run a large scale project, how to start a business, how to work with clients, you know, working with on banking and financing, urban planning, all those, when you put them all together, that is the job description for being a director of ODP in New London.
Wow. Well, we're glad to have you here. And I know that a lot has been happening in the past 3 years. Today, we'd like to talk about the planned community center. Can you tell us what is envisioned there?
Well, number one, the vision is New London first. I think we had to create something that, as we were trying to develop what a community center can look like, we had to pressure test it against something, right? If any time a decision had to be made, does this make New London first, right? The size of the building, where it goes, the business model behind it, anything that had to do with creating this vision, we always pressure tested it against this idea of New London first. So that's the ultimate vision. And what that means essentially is this a space that is available, has access to what we're calling multi-generational for multiple generations. So that's how we look at it, right? We're looking at something that can be both for our children's up to our seniors, and that will have the sustainability that will last for the next several generations.
Can you talk a little bit about what has been available in the past to our children and our seniors, and why it is perhaps not adequate?
Yeah, well, that's probably the harder conversations we've had in putting this vision together is having that honest look in the mirror and say, what are we providing? I'll say this, obviously the easy answer is not nearly enough, especially when it comes to indoor facilities. But for the past 10 years, the way schools are being utilized have changed, right? You're talking safety precautions. They're becoming more and more exclusive use to the people using it at that time. In the past generations, you know, if you had a school in your neighborhood, that was your community center, right? It was always open. You can use it at night. But we live in different times So we use our schools differently, and unfortunately, we use them a lot less. And those were the indoor facilities that our seniors and our kids needed, not just 9 to 5, but from 5 to 10 and after school programs. So that's the reality that I think most municipalities and most towns are facing. So when we're looking at what we need a space that doesn't have, it's not handcuffed, that doesn't have limitations to access.
So the Martin Center, which had served as something of a youth center, community center, has been sold. That was on Broad Street. And then the Senior Center is still somewhat active. Would you consider that something that would be closed and or sold, and everything would be consolidated into the community center at Fort Trumbull?
Yeah. So the Martin Center, I will tell you, it's funny. The Martin Center, when I took this position and had to sell the Martin Center, that was probably the hardest thing I'd had to do. You fast forward to the community center, and that's one of the brightest things and I'm most honored to do. And we had to do that first, unfortunately, before we can get to a position of building a community center. In regards to the senior center, at this point, we have a 10-year lease to use that space. So they'll have both. And if it makes sense where the seniors feel in the future that said, hey, listen, it's better for us just to program everything in one location, then that's what we do. But as of right now, we have both locations and the seniors have access. We'll have access to both equally.
And could you talk a little bit about the physical plant plan over at Fort Trumbull? I know there's some exciting things such as a swimming pool.
Yeah. So the swimming pool is one of the big things. I mean, that's what we say. We have... what, two-thirds surrounded by a body of water and no indoor pool. And sadly, we lost our pool at the high school many years ago. And since then, our children have had to use or had to go out of town. And when you're looking at urban environment, these kids deserve so much more, and they don't have the resources. Like if you've asked like the rate of youths that know how to swim in New London, I think it's above, I think over 80 to 90% of kids don't know how to swim. So that's hard to hear because they just don't have the resources. I know a lot of people have to go to Mystic and have to go to the Westerly Y and have to go to Old Saybrook. And I'm excited that we're finally going to have a resource that these kids are going to have year round. This will include a pool, a fitness center. It's going to have a new department for our recreation department. They no longer have to be tight squeezed into a building. They'll have a state-of-the-art office. It's going to have basketball courts, multi-purpose rooms, and most importantly, it's going to have space for our kids to go to after school. It's going to have you know places for our high school kids to go after school. It's always that two to five. Right, where kids and the parents want to get, you know, are trying to get home from work, and the kids are maybe home by themselves and bored or not up to any good or trying to find something positive to do. I think that's where this community center is really going to shine and filling that gap for our residents.
Excellent. And just to be clear, kids who aren't necessarily into sports will also have things to do at the community center. Yes.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. And it's funny because when I talk especially with the arts minded, we have a very large arts and culture community. They always remind me, Felix, it's not just about sports or, you know, basketball courts. And I apologize. And absolutely, you're absolutely right. It's there's classrooms for computer labs. There's multi-purpose spaces that can be changed to black box theater or rooms where kids can do, you know, animation and art studios and other things. It's going to be, I call it malleable. It's got to be able to change and move with the need. And the arts and culture community, absolutely, we want those kids to have a space and feel like they have a space there for them.
Oh, wow. So it's really is a beautiful vision and a plan. Can you tell us now what has to happen in order for it to become reality, and when you think the shovels could hit the ground?
Sure. So we know two things for a fact. We know we have $30 million and we have a site, right? We know that we have a budget and we have a location at Fort Trumbull to build a class community center. A couple of the things that you will probably see coming up, whether in the news, at council, is we've got to get a construction manager or an owner's rep. We've got to get somebody on board that can help us manage a project of this magnitude. I would love to be involved 100%, but you know, I've got a million other things that have to be done. The project of this size needs a professional consultant. Continued conversations with our community, right? We have to continuously talk with them, ask them what are the things that they want. We still haven't put the programming aspect, is not 100% in concrete. That still has the ability to move and change. So communication has to improve. Planning and zoning, right? We have to go to planning and zoning, make sure they understand the project. And then from there, we're looking at some site development that'll take us through the summer. And hopefully by the fall, I want to say best case scenario, by the fall or early winter, we'll see some shovels in the ground. That's the charge. That's the goal that I'm trying to make. So, and finishing. Oh, and in finishing, if it was the mayor would say, tomorrow we're gonna put the shovel in the ground and cut the ribbon at the same time, but he would like to see this done, and we're gonna try hard to get this done in early 2023. I think the reality, probably the fall of 2023, is probably the goal right now.
Wow, excellent. And finally, could you talk about Fort Trumbull as the location and a ruling that came out over the weekend saying that this is, in fact, an appropriate use for that space?
Yeah, so in full transparency, when we were looking at these locations, the MDP, if anyone reads the MDP, that's the essentially the bylaws of what can be done with Fort Trumbull. It's in biblical proportions. It's an encyclopedia, and there's a lot there. So we've had our legal counsel, their legal counsel, review this in detail and look at the use for it. It says, it's pretty black and white, that the use for that parcel was for fitness and I guess activity for both public and private. So when we found that out, on top of finding a you know, not the perfect location, but the best available location in Fort Trumbull, it was nice to see that that the MDP and the use of the parcel and the community center did line up. So it was nice to see that and get that ruling.
Okay. And I saw a mention that perhaps there could be a shuttle service that goes around the city sort of continuously on demand in case people have trouble accessing it. There would be membership fees, but can you talk about how that would be affordable for everybody?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, so the transportation is actually, that's very exciting. So if you can imagine, we're in a small city, it's a walkable city, it's a bikeable city, and we've really worked hard on that. Having the ability to call like a pooled Uber at any time as a resident and say, hey, drop me off at Tony D's in downtown and pick me up and bring me home and I have the park, is very exciting. And that's the type of system that our parking authority and the administration is working on to make that available to our residents. So when we're talking the same type of bus and shuttle services that you see the seniors get for the senior center, we envision, you know, there's going to be services that these kids can get off and on and make sure that they're, you know, they have access to the community center. In regards to the memberships, yes. And when we talk about New London First, right, we, you know, some people would have argued, hey, listen, you know, how are these kids going to afford it? You know, if you're a New London resident, it should just be free. Yada, yada, yada. And it all valid concerns, right? And the thing to remember is for this building to be sustainable long-term, it has to be run like a business. That means that there has to be revenues generated. So we're investing back into the into the building and the operations of the building, so that the building, when we open it on day one, looks the same on year 30, right? And we want to make sure that we leave this building not for our children, but for our children's children. And New London First does not mean free. I think free is irresponsible. Everyone has to have a little skin in the game, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a culture or have a system in place for those that will need it to be free, right? There's going to be a population of people, whether seniors or youth or families, that come on hard times. And this model is designed that no one will ever be turned away. The opposite side of that is that we just have to find where that money comes from. Right. So say if it costs $1 a day and someone can't afford it, it doesn't mean that the building doesn't get a dollar in revenue. It just means that we have to find that dollar somewhere else and make sure that building gets the dollar it needs to get the maintenance it needs year to year to survive, these brutal New England conditions and wear and tear. So, yes, it's a business model. It's a sliding scale membership. We're going to have to do capital fundraising. We're going to have an endowment. And we already have a culture of making sure our kids are never turned away. We have that already with our rec department. And we absolutely plan on keeping that same culture, mentality, and business model to make sure that our kids will always be allowed and always have a door open for them.
Very exciting project. And we'll be watching for the day in 2023 when the shovels hit the ground. And maybe you can come back and talk to us a little bit more at that point.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This is exciting. Yes, let's pause the conversation and we'll do a part two in the future.
All right. Good luck to you.
Take care.